in the nude, really, if you wanted to, nobody would ever know. Uh-huh. But of course, you wouldn't do that in case somebody drove up. But anyway, it's just, I don't know, it's just a freedom of being yourself, I guess.
Yeah, I think
have to worry about the other person.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big thing. That's a big thing in the attraction of the countryside, don't you think so?
Yeah, well, I, you know, if you brought up in the city, it didn't bother you that much, you know, as moving from the country into the city.
Oh, is that
well, I mean, where we lived at, there was, all you see is just woods and fields and animals. And, I mean, no one was, you couldn't look out your door and see anybody.
Uh-huh.
So you didn't worry about your dress or whatever, but anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Going back to eggs.
Eggs, okay.
If you cook them in hot water.
You boil.
Okay, so then they're called?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. And sometimes they if you take them and you need to get that. How is that business going at any rate? Do you get a lot of applications every day? Do they keep you pretty busy?
We have quite a few. Mostly we have the same people applying over and over.
Over and over again?
Every once in a while we get some new ones. But
I get the impression that when people start here, they stay here. They don't move very much.
Mostly now lately we're different. I hate to say that, but just like we hired this boy, I felt real sorry for him because his mother and father were divorced. His father was a drunkard. He'd been picked up for, you know, running away from home quite a few times. So I said, surely to goodness he wants to change and he would stay. But he worked 1.5 hours last night. It's really a letdown when you hire somebody like that.
You hired him and he just worked 1.5 hours and quit, huh?
Just worked out.
Yeah. That's too bad. I get the impression that you normally have to if you know people who've worked in the mills or something, it's
helps,
a lot better.
You know, then well, we always check everybody's record out before we hire them, even, you know, if you know anybody to see.
Uh-huh.
Of course, if you had never worked anywhere before and you know somebody and they recommend you, usually we.
Yeah.
If you're good yourself, we usually take them on your word, but our family, if you have family, usually we try to help.
Some families have worked here in these mills for years and years, haven't they?
Yeah, like my family.
Your family has?
My grandfather started, and then my father, and then me.
Your father worked, okay, that's right, you said that, and somehow I've got the idea of farm in my mind, and it's hard for me to...
Well, he farmed in the morning time and worked in the afternoon, and then sometimes when he got off at 11 o'clock, he'd go home and turn the lights on the tractor and get out and work at night time. Of course, it didn't lead to a nervous breakdown, but it's one of those things when you overwork yourself.
Yeah. People in those days really did work, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lead the easy life.
Yeah, you worked those too. Still do on the weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, eggs.
Okay, eggs.
If you cook them in... sometimes you'll have some boiling water and you'll crack them right into the boiling water. You know what I mean?
Poach.
Okay. So then the poached eggs. And then if you cook them in a frying pan, then they're
fried.
Okay. And the kind of meat you might have with eggs.
Bacon.
Okay. And
ham.
Or ham. If it's a little bit more fat in it than bacon.
Fatback.
Streakaline. Streakaline is sort of halfway between bacon and fatback.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. Go ahead.
Streakaline is usually cut thicker than bacon. Bacon is real thin.
Okay. A streakaline.